Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's good. It's so weird, you know, I think about it's early in the morning here and your day is done and you're already trying to, you know, wind yourself down and here I am winding you up.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Good, good. How was your day? What did you do today?
What did I do today? I did a lot of typing.
Yeah.
Today, and what else? I'm also preparing training coming up for our Marines and sailors. You know, for the training that we're going to conduct in the next couple of weeks. Well, yeah, you know, another day in the office.
There you go. There you go. Some days are probably like today. It's a lot of paperwork or admin stuff that you got to do, and then there are other days where it's extraordinarily busy, like. We can talk a little bit. First of all, describe what it is you do, what your job is.
Okay. I'm a Navy hospital corpsman.
Yeah.
We're pretty much the medical providers for Navy and Marine Corps personnel. What do we do here? We run the combined aid station here. What we do is we see patients from describing drugs, doing a basic sick call. What else? You know, anything that you could find in a clinic, that's what we do. And we service everyone here on base, from civilian contractors to, you know, to service members and other nationalities as well.
So it's like a clinic. What's the most common sickness that you see?
it's cough and cold, basically.
Yeah.
Especially right now, it's starting to get really windy. And people are breathing in the golden dust we got out here. And, you know, you get to walk around with snot, you know, cough, sneezing.
The sandy snot syndrome is what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I can't imagine how much sand must get into your sinus cavities when you're there for a length of time. I mean, when you blow your nose, it must be just like a cat box. I mean, there has to be so much sand everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting what you see there. Every time you blow your nose, yeah, it's fun. And it's starting to get hot, too. So, it's you know, porta-potties are no longer fun to be in because it's really hot in there.
Yeah. Everything's cooking now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you see, as you know, as the temperature rises, and it doesn't rise like, you know, you're from Anaheim. It can get pretty warm there. In the summer, there are places here, it can get into the hundreds. But where you are, it gets hot. And there's an increase of heat-related sicknesses and heat stroke and things like that as well, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, we're approaching that season. And, you know, basically that's the training we're preparing for right now, to kind of remind everyone what will help them prevent any, you know, injuries that relates to heat, you know, from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, your simple fainting.
Yeah.
You know?
Sunburn.
It's all about fainting.
That's right. Just be prepared, making sure that everybody is prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been there now?
I have been here for a few months now.
Okay.
And, so far, so good.
So you've managed to acclimate as best you can?
The best I can, but it's just getting hotter and hotter, and it's only May.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, we're talking like 120 in the summertime, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I'm very fortunate I'm not, you know, anywhere more south than here, but, yeah, it gets extremely, extremely hot. Especially with, you know, with what we got to wear every day, you know,
yeah.
The, you know, weapons got on. It's just, yeah, it's just not a cool day to walk around without sweating.
Yeah, that and the Kevlar vests are the things that you wear, your protection gear and helmets and the boots. And, I mean, yeah, that's, you don't want to be outside for very long. So I kind of feel for the guys and the gals who are, whose sole job is to stay outside, you know, through that heat. But I guess your body can acclimate. I don't know if I could do it. I would miss the air conditioning.
Yeah, air conditioning here, it's gold. It's gold, you know. If you find a room with it, just run in there and, you know, do your best to stay in and, you know, cool down until you get kicked out.
Yeah, so someone else comes and pushes you out of the way.
Yep.
So I understand one of your hobbies is photography. Are you getting a chance to take some pictures while you're over there? Are you doing a lot of that?
Not lately. It's just been, I've just been doing a lot of inside the base work. So, you know, it's fun. I mean, my previous deployment, I went nuts with the camera. So,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's maybe, you know, once you do settle in a little bit, you'll have a chance to get out and do some photography and sort of chronicle this part of your life, you know, and where you are and the state of where things are in Afghanistan. And oftentimes I talk to my Marines there and the few sailors who call in as well about perception of what is happening there. You know, back stateside, people have a particular perception of what's going on, they have no idea, because they can't imagine. They just don't know. They're in their worlds. They're in their lives. They just don't know. It's somewhere far away, and it's sandy, and it's hot. And, you know, there's a war going on. And the men and women like yourself who are there, who live it, who see it day to day, you see things, you might see those things too, but you see progress, correct?
Yeah, I do see progress, especially since I last been here. It's just amazing how the, you know, our Afghan counterparts are actually, you know, taking over for things that we've done for them. You know, we're relying on them to continue what we've been doing, and you know, they're taking that training and just going forward with it. So, you know, this will be a successful transition out of here.
Yeah, yeah, and that will be a glorious day. And I it's a relief to know, and I'm sure it is for you and your fellow Marines, that it's a relief to know that they are eager to say, hey, okay, we got this, because that's what you want to hear. You want to hear them go, you know what, we can get this. We got this. We're going to be ready to take over soon, and you guys can all go home back to your families.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a glorious day, you know. And, you know, it's a great accomplishment, and, you know, being part of it and seeing the progress, being just part of that chapter in our lives, wow, it's just amazing to see the growth with everyone here.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of families, tell me about yours.
All right, my family, they're back in Oceanside. My wife, Martha, and my two kids. I got a 4-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter, Jaden and Sophia. They're doing good. You know, I get a chance to talk to them once in a while. And, you know, I chat with especially my son. You know, he messes me. I had a hard time telling him where I'm going to.
Yeah,
but you know, being in a military environment, you know, living close to Camp Pendleton, he also has friends who have parents who have deployed, so he kind of has some sort of understanding. In fact, some of his classmates' parents are out here too. We kind of meet up. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Have like a little cool PTA meeting in Afghanistan. You know,
it is. It's amazing.
That's good, and it's so hard for little kids to. To just, you know, dad's gone, and dad's going to be gone for months, and when he sees your face on Skype or when you get to talk to him on the phone, you know, he'll have his own memories of this time. But, you know, I think about your little girl, Sophia, too. She's a year old, and by the time you get back, this little girl's going to be grown up, and as a parent, you know, my heart aches for you, knowing clearly you care so much about your family that, you know, it's a difficult sacrifice that you have to make to give up time with your kids, but you do it because that's your job.
Yep. You know, and I want my kids to be, to look at some of these history books that will reflect what we've done and say, you know, my dad was part of that. You know, the same with me. I have relatives and, you know, in the history, you know, in the military. And it's kind of neat to say that, you know, they were part of something big that, you know, that's happened in history.
Yeah, I'm looking at your list. Great-grandfather in the Army. Your grandfather, he was in the Philippine Army. Your grandfather mm-hmm. was in the U.S. Army. You have an uncle who's retired Navy, a Navy submariner. You have another yep. uncle who's in the Army, a cousin in the Air Force, another cousin in the Army, and a brother-in-law in the Air Force. Good heavens.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have a little influence in the
Now, when your son and your daughter come to you, you know, in 16, 18 years and say, hey, Dad, joining the military, what do you think about that?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. I'm a very patriotic guy, but there's a lot of things I've experienced I don't want anyone else to experience.
Yeah.
And to think about that with my kids, you know, it's really heartbreaking. But yeah, maybe I could tell them to, you know, come on in as a journalist or something. There.
There you go. Let's find a room for you somewhere to sit in while you're over there. But you know, I like to think, you know, and I'm an eternal optimist. Jose, I like to think that by the time that time arrives where they can make a choice of what they're going to do with their lives, we will be a world that is more at peace. That's what I want to think.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I just want to think optimistically. Because I have children, too. I have a 7-year-old daughter. I have a 25-year-old stepson who is in Bahrain, so he's not far from you. And, you know, I think... You know, the difference is between what he's doing now and what she could be doing by the time she's age. It's a lifetime. It could be a world of difference. And that's what I want to choose to believe, that the work you're doing today is helping ensure the safety of your own children as well as mine.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe that, too. You
know, yeah.
Our country is not the way it is because we just sat around. And, you know, take sacrifices from everyone. And, you know, hopefully in the future we have a much peaceful world to live in.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, too. That's what I really am hoping for. When you get home, when are you coming home? Do you know?
Sometime next year.
Okay, so you're there for a bit. When you get home, what are your, I mean, maybe you don't even think about it yet because it's far away, but, you know, I like to guess that you have an idea of what it is that you're going to want to do when you step foot on, back on, you know, in your yard. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to make up some lost times with my kids and my yep. family. You know, hit up all the amusement parks. You know, we're in Southern California.
I know.
So we're going to hit up all the amusement parks. And also my sister says she's going to teach me surfing. So one big thing I'm doing out here is making sure I, you know, get abs of steel. So I want to go hit the beach. Looks too funny.
You Marines, seriously, I have, and the sailors too, but, you know, mostly I talk to Marines with the first MLG. And I have to say, that without exception, you're all gym rats, all of you.
Especially it's a great opportunity when you get time just to go outside. I mean, like I said, just go to the Porta Johns, you'll lose like 10 pounds just hanging out in there.
Gross. I know, because it's like a hike away, right?
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
You know, and one of the requests that I, and I know you're a married man, but you can pass this along to your single guys, but very often the Leah listener, the ladies who call up, who've noticed that every time I talk to someone on Wednesday nights during Military Moments, is that they're all in the gym, so you should have them all line up shirtless and doing the beach ball, tennis ball pose, and so we can post that picture on the website. So you can pass that along to your single buff guys or anybody, you know, the guys who like to show off.
No, firefighters.
the ripped abs, you know, you know, maybe you guys could do a calendar. I don't know.
I'll get with my boss, see what we can do.
Yeah, I wonder if the Marine Corps would be okay with that.
I don't think so. One second of time with, you know, the sun hitting our skin, our bare skin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you'd have to do it indoors.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to do it indoors because you guys would cook outside. And, you know, there are some pasty people who go over there, and they don't come home pasty. They come home, you know, with freckles, I'm sure. And
freckles?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have really pale skin. You know, all your Irish fellow Marines, you know, they get over there, and they're pale, and then the next thing you know, they burn, and then the next thing you know, they got freckles all over their body.
Yeah, that's
our cycle. That's the Irish person's cycle, Jose. That's how we do it. We burn, we peel, we freckle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing that a lot next.
You're gonna be looking at all the like the pale Irish folks, or the fair skinned blondes looking at freckles. Now that's what you're gonna do. Do you want to send a message out to your loved ones back here at home?
Oh yeah. My wife Martha, Jaden, Sophia. I love you guys. I'll see you guys soon. And do good in school. All right, Jaden. And I love you guys.
And anything that you would like to say to Leo listeners, who I can speak for them when I say every one of them, and there are lots of them. We have millions of listeners. They're all extremely supportive of our servicemen and women, and do go out of their way to help out not only you but your families as well, and their schools are involved in projects like that. What would you like to say to them?
Yeah, Leah. Continue to send support, get the letters, care packages, regardless of what your opinion is in this, in our war. Just support the troops out here. Everyone's working hard. Everyone here is really, really, really making our nation look good. So continue with the support that's been going on, and those are the greatest things that help drive us forward.
I love the letter campaigns and how effective they still are, those in the care packages. But the letters from the schools, like my daughter's school does that, and I still hear more of you say, those letters from total strangers are so amazing, and they really come in handy for the men and women who are there with you who don't get letters from home. Mm-hmm. And, when they come home and see some letters on their bunk, it's a nice feeling.
Oh, yeah, especially when it gets accompanied with cookies.
Yeah, okay.
They're awesome.
Right. Cookies, anything else? If we're going to put together Jose's ultimate care package, what would be in it?
Baby wipes and cookies.
Baby wipes and cookies.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. Just in case we have days where we don't get showers.
There you go. You need the baby wipes. Do you want the ones that are individual, or do you like them in the big jug?
Individuals are nice, but they don't dry out so quickly.
They do. But you got to put the lid on the jug, or those will dry out en masse.
Oh, amen.
So, yeah. All right. We will keep that in mind. And as folks put together those and continue to put together those care packages, do me a favor, please tell all your fellow Marines and your sailors that we send our love and our support. We are so grateful for you. You stay safe. Be careful. God bless you, and get home to your family soon.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you, Leah. Thank you. Thank you for all your support.
You bet, my dear. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
All right, buddy. Have a good night. Get some sleep.
I will. Thank you. Have a good one. All right, bye-bye.